Good evening. It's exciting to be here in Batavia. It's a great place, isn't it? Especially God's here. Amen. Well, stand up a minute, pray with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we do thank you tonight for your presence. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, because you got great purpose for your sons and daughters. We thank you that purpose is already complete in you. And so, Lord, tonight, I just pray that your word would just help move us closer into your heartbeat and your purpose for us. And we begin to see clearly, a more clear way, the season we're in. And how to cooperate with you. And so, Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we just thank you tonight for your presence. We love you. Amen. Before you sit down, tell about three people. Change is in the atmosphere. Change is in the atmosphere. As I was praying for you guys, let me pull my phone out here so I know what time I need to stop here. I got to cram about 5 pages of notes in about 20 minutes. I can condense it, but I always do that anyway. But as I was praying for this particular meeting, I prayed all week just saying, Lord, what's going on in Batavia? What's going on with your people there, and what are you doing with them? And not until this morning did I hear the Lord say clearly to me, change is in the air. They are in transition. And that's what I heard him say this morning, so I began to look at transition this morning because I heard the Lord say that, and I sensed very strongly, even tonight during worship, that there's a transition that's taking place with you, personally as well as corporately. You may be a graduate in here, is headed to college. You may be a college graduate that headed out in the marketplace. You may be changing locations. Nevertheless, I believe we're in transition. And transition, it can be tough, but yet it's God. God's in transition. And one of the things about transition is we're moving. God is always on the move, right? And so he's always moving us toward a purpose. And so we have got to be a people that move with the Lord when he's moving. And when he's taking us to transition, when he's crossing us over, when he's moving us from one place to another. And although transitions take place in the natural, transitions also takes place in the spiritual realm. God, Daniel 2, verse 20 and 21 says, God changes the times and seasons. Transition. He raises up leaders and he sits leaders down during this time of transition. He shifts authority during times of transition. That's the God thing. He does that. He changes. And so we're going to look at tonight a little bit out of Joshua chapter 1, one of the biggest transitions that Israel in their history, actually. And as you know, they had been to this place before that they were at with Joshua, this particular generation. They had been to this place before with Moses. They had been to this transitional place with Moses before. As they left Egypt, God transitioned them out of Egypt and was taking them into their promise, as we know the story. God had a prophetic promise. He had a prophetic destiny over these people. let me stop for a minute and say this. I could call people out as the Lord lead and prophesy to them, but I'm going to give you a prophetic message tonight. If you listen to what I'm going to say tonight, you will hear a word from the Lord personally for you, okay? All right? Listen to what I'm telling you tonight from the Lord, and you will hear the Lord speak to you. So here, they come out of Egypt. They're moving toward their prophetic destiny. The Lord had a word over them. He had a promise over their lives as a people. And he finally came to a point after 400 years that he wanted to transition them out of Egypt into that promise. So God began a process. Transition is a process. Amen? It's not an event. It's a process. It's a God-ordained process that we have to move through to get to our promise, to get to the destiny that God has for our life. And so he moves them out, and what should have been a short period of time, as you know, turned into 40-year of wandering for 40 years. So they stayed in a transition for 40 years, and they didn't make it into their destiny. A whole generation stayed in a transition that should have took a couple weeks, turns into 40 years. And you know the story. I won't get into too much detail for time's sake, but you know why it took 40 years. It wasn't because God wanted them to transition for 40 years. Usually these transitional seasons are very short. It's what we call a kairos moment. If you're familiar with the Greek word for time, it means an opportune time, an opportunity. There's different words for time. Chronos, which you go through days, weeks, months, years. You walk through a chronological time period. Then there's, in that chronological time period, if you're cooperating with the Spirit of God, he opens up an opportunity for you to enter into your promise so that he can fulfill his purpose over you. That's the word for fullness of time. As Galatians says, at the fullness of time, Christ manifested. He appeared. So God has now has his people at a place where he's bringing us into the fullness of time. He's opened the window of opportunity over us to say, I'm giving you an opportunity here to transition with me so you can enter your promise, the prophetic destiny over your life, what I've called you to. I want you to mature into it, and I want you to walk into it in this season. So that's what the Lord did. So they get to a point where 40 years of wandering, and then here comes another opportunity after Moses dies. In Joshua 1, God comes to Joshua after Moses is dead, and God says to him, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. So they come to another transitional period in time. Here we go again. They circled the mountain 40 years, and now they have a window of opportunity to enter in. And I sense you have a window open for you right now, an opportunity to enter into what I believe to be the beginning of transforming revival. I believe we're entering into an awakening. That's what I'm calling a transforming revival. And it's already stirring in our midst. It's in our atmosphere, but we need to know how to transition into it. And so God comes to Joshua, and he says, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, he was telling him more than Moses, my servant, is dead. He was telling Joshua, it is your time now to lead a generation into the promise. Moses pastored them in the wilderness. Joshua pastored in the promised land. Big difference. So he was telling Joshua, the season of wandering is over. I am now raising you up to lead these people in to their promise. I'm raising you up to lead them in to possess that which I prophesied to them. It's your turn now, Joshua. It's this generation's turn. I'm assigning the land that I promised Abraham to you now, Joshua, to steward, to go in and take it. I'm assigning it to you to lead this generation in to take it. It's your time now. He was telling Joshua, it's your turn. It's this generation's turn to move into that which I promised your fathers. Now is the time. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying that to this generation. It's your turn now to come into that which I've spoken through the fathers years ago. It's your turn to come into that which I started years ago, even in this region, if you know our history of transforming revival. I believe the Lord's saying it's our turn now. And a generation is those who respond. You could be young, old, 5, 6, 10, 50, 80, 90, maybe 100. The generation is made up of all who respond to the call of the Lord. That's the generation. So I believe he's got a generation that's responding to his call. Isaiah 42:9 and Isaiah 43:18 through 19. I'm going to throw these out for time's sake and move on. But the Lord says, behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. In Isaiah 42:9. Isaiah 43:18 through 19, he says, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Don't you love that? Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I would even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. It's interesting. The Lord says the former things have come to pass. And then he says, don't even call them to mind anymore. Ponder them. In other words, if we're going to transition with the Lord, one of the phases of transition is you have to leave the old. You can't stay in the old. We can't stay in old mindsets. We can't stay in old methods. We can't stay in old strategies because God says, I'm about to do something new. So I'm going to have to transform your mind. I'm going to have to take you through a transition. Another word for transition is a process of transformation. So the first, what needs to happen first in transition is we need to be transformed. We need to be prepared for the new. We need a new mindset so we can move into that which God has for us. So he says, the former things have come to pass. Don't even call them to mind anymore. Then he says, I'll declare a new thing. And then he says, I'll do it. Promise from God. He said, I'm not only declaring over you that I'm going to do something new with you. He says, I'm going to do it. God's not playing with us. When he speaks, he's going to do it. Whatever he promised you, he will do it. But often we get lost in the transition. See, God didn't call us to settle in transition. He called us to pass through it and be transformed so we could come out on the other side of transition to a broader place and fulfilling our destiny. See, it's hard to transition when you're entrenched in the old. So we have to become break every chain. Because the old season will limit you in this new season. And you don't want anything limiting you. Take off the limits. Tell somebody next to you, get the limits off. God's not restricting us. He's not limiting us. He's trying to get us into our purpose. It's our mindset that limits us. And so when we don't understand the ways of God, the processes of God, we tend to don't think like God wants us to think. So we got to leave the old. Paul said this in Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14. He said, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Even Apostle Paul says, "I'm forgetting what's behind." He constantly was pressing into the new. He was a man that was on a mission. He knew his call. He knew what he was called to do. He knew his assignment, and he was moving toward it. But he was also a man that knew how to shift with the Holy Spirit. He knew how to change when God was saying change. He knew how to continue to press. Tell somebody, press toward it. Move toward it. You got to keep moving with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, there is a measure of confusion in transition. It's normal. It's normal. One of the reasons why the confusion is normal is because we got inside of us, every human being on the face of this earth have inside of them a person that's of the fallen nature of Adam, whom Paul called the natural man, whom Paul also said in Corinthians 2:14 that natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Says he can't understand it. Romans 8:5-9, it talks about this natural man. He's of the flesh. He can't understand it. He fights against God. He's at enmity with God. And so when you're going through a process of transition, that guy want to rise up and fight it. That's what happened in Israel. You know, Moses pastored a bunch of rebellious, stiff-necked folks because they wouldn't come out of that natural man. They allowed that natural man, that fallen nature, to govern them in the wilderness. And they gave him a hard time when he was trying to get them to their promise. See, all of us have him. All of us. Every person on the face of this earth. It's just that everybody don't know how to kill him when they need to and keep him quiet. And don't let the natural man govern you during transitions, because that's the person in you that will stop the process of God. The natural man. The fallen nature of Adam. The one that Jesus said we must put to death daily at the cross so we can stay in the Spirit and moving with God. And then there's a new beginning. We get established in the new. Tell somebody, it's a new beginning. And that's where God is going with us. He wants to establish us in the new. So let me quickly give you, I just realized the time, some keys to successfully transition in Joshua. I'm going to run through them really fast. Number one, we must accept responsibility. In transition, we must accept our responsibility, and we must cooperate with God. We have a role to play in the transition, and that is this: understand what God's doing and cooperate with him. Amen? We got a role to play. Now, it's very dangerous when overemphasize the sovereignty of God. Now, I mean, no, we go, God's sovereign, isn't he? But do you know we have to respond to that sovereignty? Did you hear what I just said? He requires us to respond to his sovereignty. So when we're in transition moving with God, He requires something of us. We're not working for it, but we're just obeying that which he's telling us to do. I mean, I just told you the Israelites didn't make it. God took care of them. He provided a cloud by day so they don't roast in that desert. Fire by night so they don't freeze. It gets cold in the desert, right? Took care of them. Their clothes didn't wear out. God blessed them because he loves us. He'll bless us. He loves us. He's Father, man. He'll bless us. He'll take care of us. But it blows my mind to think that he took good care of them in rebellion. Right? I mean, I remember my kids growing up. I got a 17 and 18-year-old now, and whoa. I took good care of them when they was fighting against me. I mean, I had to correct them, but he took good care of them. But you know, it was sad they didn't make it into the promise. They didn't fulfill the destiny. God wants us to fulfill our destiny. Now, during times of transition, God will lead us differently. When the cloud moved, when the fire moved, cloud by day, fire by night, that was the manifest presence of God. They had to follow it, right? But then they transitioned to Joshua leadership. God says, I'm not going to even lead you. I'm not going to lead you the same way. You have different leadership rising up, and you have a different way I'm going to lead you. You know, God says, follow that box, that ark of the covenant. Follow that ark on the priest's shoulders. You're not going to get the cloud by day and the fire by night. You're going to get a box now that my presence is in. When that box moves, go ahead of you, follow it. Did he not? He changed the way he led them. Some people like change, the transition. A lot of people don't. I like it. I need it. I just cut out that way. I get bored with the old. I'm like, God, give me something new, or I'll just go do something new just to change. That's the way I'm cut out. But a lot of people not. A lot of people don't like change. So now you get the complainers, well, wait a minute, God. We're familiar with your presence over here in the wilderness. What are you doing changing on us? God would change. He would shift on you. He'll manifest one way in one season, but he'll manifest a whole different way in another season. That's why he told them, keep your eyes on the ark. In other words, you keep your eyes on what my presence into. Follow my presence. During transition, you have to follow the presence of God. You have to. That is the most important. You have to follow the presence of God. Accept our responsibility. Number two, during transitional times, we must move in great faith. We must move in great faith. And the reason being is that there's going to be insurmountable odds in the natural. In fact, God's going to set it up that way so he can show us who he is. There will be great opposition when you're moving with God, when you're transitioning and changing with the Spirit. Not only is the flesh going to take his stand to fight it, the enemy is going to take his stand to fight it. He's going to take a stand because he doesn't want us entering into our promise. But James 4:7 says this, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. The word submit there means to stand under authority. If we align right with God and his authority, then we can resist Satan that comes to attack us during transitional times to get us off course. Because all he wants you to do is get off course or get stuck in the transition. To stand under God's authority, we must stay aligned under God's authority. A lot of people are trying to resist the devil that's not under authority, and they're getting in trouble. I know some of them. I was one at one time till I understood this authority thing. It's the reason why God's got authority. God is authority himself. And it's the reason why he delegates authority and set leaders in place for certain seasons. It's to protect us. And it's also to give us the authority to resist the devil. James 4:7 says it. Oppose the devil, and he'll flee when he comes. Because he's going to take his stand and try to discourage you. Did God really say that? Should you really be doing that? He'll say all kinds of stuff. And what you do is you're lying on authority, you resist him. Thus says the Lord. Here's what God said. Use the word on him and keep moving. I got to hurry up. Okay, when God changes times and seasons, we must, the next one, we must be very flexible during times of transition. Very flexible. Now, you know what's interesting to me? That you read there, Joshua 1, 2, 3, read it all. I'm just giving it all to you quickly. God comes to this generation. You talk about being flexible. Now, it's probably a couple million people, I would think. A new generation that he has to lead. And God comes to this guy and say, I've chosen you, Joshua, to lead this generation. And he says this. You go ahead and read it. 3 days, get them ready. What? 3 days? After 40 years, he only gave the man 3 days to get women, children, cattle, and whatever else they had. Get them ready in 3 days and cross this Jordan. This Jordan. Not the Jordan of the past. This Jordan. There's a reason why he said that. There's a reason why he only gave him a short amount of time to do it, because he didn't want him thinking about it. He didn't want him getting trapped in the paralysis of the analysis. Do you know God would do you like that? You got to be flexible. When he comes to say, do this, you got to do it quickly. He's not going to give you time to think about and process everything. There's a time for that. But when you come to these Kairos moments where God's trying to move you in, God's not going to give you much time. He's going to say, move now. Do it. And we're going to have to trust him enough that he knows what he's doing. This is where you're going to have great faith. To just do it, even if you don't understand what God's doing, but you know it's God, you got to move into it. When he say move, you got to move quickly. So he gives it 3 days. Flexible. Amen. Are y'all getting something from this? All right. I'm going to move quick. I think. I have to. It's 8:02. All right, next one. We must continue to walk in obedience to the word of God. God told Joshua, what? Meditate on my word day and night so you can be successful. If we're going to be successful in transition, we're going to have to meditate on the word of God day and night and obey the word of God. If we are going to be successful, that's the way God defines success. Meditating on my word and obeying my word. He doesn't define it like the world does. And so if we're going to be successful, we're going to have to do that. Next one, we must realize there will be battles we have to fight. I think I just touched on that. You're going to have to fight battles during transitional seasons. Joshua had to fight. They had to confront what they needed to confront to continue to move with God. You must confront what needs to be confronted to continue to move with God. You must confront what needs to be confronted to continue to move with God. And most of the time, I have to confront myself. This mind, this right here, gets in the way. Amen. Next one. We must recognize our need for help. We're not alone in this. Joshua 1, 12 through 18, there was a Reuben and Gad, the tribes there, where he's talking to them about what Moses told them about possessing their promise, which he basically tells them this. You get yours when you go help your brothers, when you read it. In other words, we got to help each other. We're in this together. There's no Long Rangers in this. You can't make it through these transitional times alone. God knows that. That's why he put people in your lives. That's why he put authority in our lives. That's why he put people in our lives. That's why we're a body, because we move through these times together. Amen. I got a minute. Stand up, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, transitions are not easy. They're not for anybody. Although I like transition, I like change, it's not easy. A lot of times during these times, our emotions get stirred up. Frustration. Not knowing exactly what God's doing. Feel like he's left you alone at times. Times when I went through, I go through transition, I still do it. And sometimes, Lord, he gave me a prophetic word. It's like he left. It's like, where are you, God? You just prophesied this word over me. Now I can't find you. Where did you go? Just spoke this powerful word to me, this promise. And then I feel like he left me. He's not gone anywhere. He just shifted me in the process of fulfilling it. Changing me from the inside. Dealing with stuff in me. Dealing with old mindsets, dealing with emotions, dealing with attitudes that would hinder the process and keep me in it longer than I need to be. I just said some of you have gotten frustrated in the transition. Emotions are taking control, getting out of control. I believe the Holy Spirit wanted to bring that back in alignment tonight so you can keep moving with him. Because I'm going to tell you something, God wants his peace to govern you. Colossians tells us that, the peace of God. He wanted to guard your heart and govern you during these times of change. Feel like you're being knocked back and forth. Or sometimes we feel like God, you know, it was, and this is the way, the mindset they had when they came out of Egypt. They say, you know, they got to a point and they transitioned. They say, you know, it was better for us back in Egypt. Why did you even bring us up out? They literally said it's better to go back to slavery and bondage. See, it was a mindset. It was in them. Because now they're out there trying to get somewhere and they're going through all these tests, trials, and things stirring up. God knew it was there, but the transitions tend to bring it up. Because unless we go through transitions to allow stuff to come up so we can submit it to the Lord and allow him to transform us, what happens is it'll stay buried. God doesn't want that. He wants us free so we can move into our destiny. He's ready. Hear me. His Father's ready to fulfill his purpose over you. Not a one of us in this place, I would dare say not one of us on the face of this earth, it's not one person that doesn't have a destiny in God. So if that's you tonight, just come stand up here. I want to pray for you. I'm just going to pray for you if you want to. That would start to come in alignment in your life, that you don't allow your old ways of thinking, your emotions to keep you out of your purpose. Yes, the Father loves you. Yes, he'll bless you. He'll take good care of us like he did Israel in the wilderness. But he wants more than that. You know why he wants more than that? To just bless you and take good care of you? Because the kingdom of God is in you. And he wants his kingdom out of you. He wants you demonstrating his kingdom. The kingdom of God is not a word only, but power. The Holy Spirit, the kingdom, the power of God is in you. And God is ready to draw it out to a lost and dying world. And so he don't want you getting trapped in the process. He wants you to keep your eyes on him. Keep your focus on him. Spend time with him. Hang out with him. And I'm sure you spend time with him, just spend more time. Just stay in his presence. Stay in his word and stay in his presence. And I can guarantee you Holy Spirit will guide you through transition and change. Because God has something great for you. Every one of us in this room, God has something greater than we can imagine. Greater than we can imagine. Do you know that there's things inside of you don't even know there yet? You don't even know that it's there. There's some gifts God put in you and things God has in you that he want to draw out. You're not aware of it yet, but I guarantee you, you walk through transformation and transition and change, all of a sudden God's going to open up your eyes to it. He'll start drawing it out. There's anointings you have that you're not aware of yet. But I'm telling you, he'll start drawing them out if you cooperate with him through the process. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. We thank you that you love us so much. You really love us so much. First and foremost, Lord, enlighten us. Give us a greater revelation of your love for us. Father, I just pray over your sons and daughters, Lord. Those, Lord, that may be sensing that they need to just come in your presence and allow you to settle things for them inside. And so, Father, I just bless them right now by your Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you are going to settle the turmoil inside that comes with change. You're going to settle the emotions. You're going to shift mindsets. You're going to reveal things in the night and dreams, visions in the night. You're going to reveal your word in a new way in this transition and change season. And I thank you, Lord, right now for your peace. Just release your peace. Your peace to guard their hearts and minds in Christ. Father, I break off trauma from the last season. Any traumatic experiences that they walked through, any of them walked through from the last season, we break the trauma off, Lord. We say they're not going into this season with any kind of trauma on them. I break off the fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of failing, the fear, even the fear of success. I break it off in Jesus' name. I break off all these fears that will stir up and try to control our emotions. I say the emotions are not going to be controlled with fear. But Lord, I declare that they will be bold and move forward through transition and change with you so that they would manifest your kingdom and days to come. The Lord says it's your time. When I was studying Joshua, I heard the Lord says it's your time. It's your time to lead a generation. The Lord says it's your time to go in. The Lord says this is not a wilderness time, but this is a promised land time. This is a time and a season of possessing inheritance. This is a season where I'm handing out covenant inheritance. And I've chosen you to lead into the covenant inheritance. It's your time, and I'm mantling you to move forward with this generation and to the promise inheritance that I have for this generation. And the Lord says, every limitation from the past season has been removed. It's been broken. For I say, this is a season and a time to run with freedom. And I just sense that over you as well. I know I'm saying it to him, but it's a time to, the Lord is breaking the limitations. There's things that have restricted you in past seasons that's trying to follow you in a new season. But the Spirit of the Lord says, this day I break them off. I cut off for you the limitations, the restrictions, that which even been in your mindsets that have limited you. The Lord says, I break them off for you now. I declare them broken over you. You don't go into this season with limitations. I break off the perspectives that others have put on you. I break those perspectives off of you now. Even the ones that others have put on you. I say this is a season of change by the Father's hand. For he is the potter, you are the clay, and he's molding you and shaping you. And the Father says to you, I am implanting within you my perspective of you. And that should come forth in days ahead, says the Lord.
Aaron's up here laughing because I have to close. It's tough to close. I want to say this. For the good of some, their peace. How much have we talked? Not at all. Other than to tell them what time to be here. Just stretch your hand to heaven. We receive your word in our hearts. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your voice. Lord, my prayer is to listen to you clearly. Not to play Monday morning quarterback, but to hear your word and act on it. We've heard your word tonight. We just ask that we'd act on it. Help us to. Help us to be brave. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. Great night. Great night in his presence. I hope you come Sunday.